Romans 8:10, intro. A submarine is damaged and sinks to the bottom of the ocean. Water is leaking in rapidly into the submarine, and the sailors know that it is just a matter of time until they die. They are alive, but not for long. In Christ, it is similar, but slightly different. It is just a matter of time until our physical bodies die. Then we will be completely free from the temptations of the physical body and of the sin nature, but we will be alive with him forever. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:10, but if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. The meditation question is, what does it mean for your body to be dead because of sin? This is my summary of verse 10. Since you are believers, Christ lives in you. Our bodies are subject to physical death, which is the consequence of sin. However, the Spirit now lives in us. He has made us righteous in Christ by faith and given us eternal life through the Spirit who lives in us now and frees us from the sinful nature. Our body is doomed to die because of its susceptibility to sin. However, the Spirit of God lives in us. The Bible teaches that human beings were created to live forever, but sin brought spiritual and physical death upon the entire human race. As believers, we have physical bodies that are decaying and will die, but our spirits are alive. Christ made us righteous and gave us his Spirit to dwell in us. The second meditation question, what does it mean for your spirit to be alive because of righteousness? Paul said, your spirit is alive. Until this point in Romans 8, Paul used the word spirit, which is pneuma or P-N-E-U-M-A, pneuma in Greek, to refer to the Spirit of God. However, in verse 10, he used the same word, pneuma, to refer to the believer's spirit. Paul taught that the human spirit is not alive until the Spirit comes to live in us. We are truly alive because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Our spirits were dead, but we were made alive when we believed in Christ because the Holy Spirit indwelt us. God made us righteous in his sight and declared us to be not guilty. That is why the Holy Spirit can now live in every believer. He gives us the power to walk in his righteousness by his indwelling life. We are truly alive because Jesus lives in us by his Spirit. This is not just a theological teaching, but the reality of what Jesus has done for us and in us. Paul's teaching in Romans 8 rests on one great foundation, that Christ lives in us. Our life, our death, our righteousness are all centered in the indwelling life of Jesus. What is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I felt he was saying, you are alive because of my Spirit lives in you. Let the Holy Spirit rule your heart and lead you every day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for making us righteous in Christ and alive in him. Thank you that your Spirit lives in us. Again, I want to encourage you all to share the word with your sharing partner daily, as written in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.